Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to new recruits in various government departments this morning. Prime Minister to also attend Christmas celebrations in New Delhi today. India and Kuwait unequivocally condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. National Farmers' Day is being celebrated across the nation today. Government to launch Udaan Yatri Cafe to provide affordable food at airports. And Pakistan Cricket Board confirms UAE as neutral venue for India's matches in 2025 ICC Champions Trophy. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country.
The Rozgar Mela was launched in October 2022 and 13 such Melas have been organized at national level in 50 cities so far. Lakhs of appointment letters have been issued to youth in these Melas, marking a step toward filling the vacant posts in various government departments and ministries. The new recruits will join the ministries and departments like Home Affairs, Post, Higher Education, Health and Family Welfare, Financial Services, among others. Rozgar Mela is a step toward fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation amongst youth. It is providing meaningful opportunity to the youth for their participation in nation building and self-empowerment. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the Christmas celebrations in New Delhi today. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. This is the first time the Prime Minister will attend such a program at the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the country. India and Kuwait have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. The two countries also called for disrupting terror financing networks and safe havens and dismantling of terror infrastructure. During Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Kuwait, both sides discussed ways to promote cooperation on counter-terrorism operations, cybersecurity, and prevention of radicalization. A joint statement released by the Ministry of External Affairs said the two countries agreed to enhance cooperation in counter-terrorism operations. It said both sides also agreed to strengthen cooperation in law enforcement, anti-money laundering, drug trafficking, and other transnational crimes. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. Officials from all ministries and departments will participate in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate an exhibition on best practices of the Swachhata Campaign 4.0, curated by different ministries and departments along with the release of the assessment report. On the occasion of the 4th Good Governance Week, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his message said, good governance holds the key to the nation's progress. He added that it is a vital aspect to provide a transparent, efficient and accountable administration that works for the overall welfare and betterment of the people. Foreign investors pumped in over 26,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital market so far in December. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 21,789 crore rupees into the Indian equity markets and 4,646 crore rupees into the debt market, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 26,435 crore rupees. So far this year, FPIs have made a net investment of 6,770 crore rupees into equities and 1,11,704 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total investment into the Indian capital markets to nearly 1.2 lakh crore rupees in 2024. Madhya Pradesh has been recognized by the Wall Street Journal as one of the go-to global destinations for 2025. This accolade highlights the state's rich heritage, unparalleled wildlife, and exceptional natural beauty. Principal Secretary, Tourism and Culture Department, and Managing Director of the Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board, Shiv Shekhar Shukla, expressed delight, saying, "This global recognition solidifies the state's status as a world-class travel destination. With UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Tiger Reserves, and vibrant cultural experiences, Madhya Pradesh offers unique experiences for every traveler." This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. National Farmers' Day is being observed across the nation today. The day honors the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. It also serves as a reminder of the crucial role farmers play in ensuring food security, sustaining rural economies, and preserving the agricultural heritage of the country. Recognizing the vital role of the farmers, the government has taken several initiatives to support their socio-economic upliftment and ensure sustainable agricultural growth. These programs include the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, and Pradhan Mantri Kisan Mandhan Yojana. Under these schemes, financial security, risk mitigation, and long-term social security are provided to farmers. The country achieved a record total food grain production of 332.2 million tons this year, surpassing the previous year's output of 329.7 million tons. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that agriculture is the spine of rural development, and until the rural landscape changes, the country cannot aspire to be a developed nation. He said this during an interaction with the recipients of the Chaudhary Charan Singh Awards 2024 in New Delhi.
Agriculture is the spine of rural development. Unless agriculture develops, rural landscape cannot be changed. And unless rural landscape changes, we cannot aspire to have a developed nation.
Mr. Dhankar said that the village economy can look up only when the farmer and their family are involved in marketing, value addition, and in generating clusters to become self-sufficient. The Vice President lauded the extraordinary legacy of Chaudhary Charan Singh, emphasizing his relentless dedication to rural development, farmers' welfare, and inclusive growth.
A person who encapsulates transparency, accountability, integrity, commitment to rural development, commitment to farmer, and was all throughout fearless in expression of his views. Chaudhary Charan Singh is defined by sublimity, statesmanship, farsightedness, and growth that is inclusive.
In a major relief for flyers and air passengers, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced the launch of Udaan Yatri Cafe, an eatery outlet at the airport for providing basic essentials like food and water at affordable and reasonable rates. The one-of-its-kind initiative is being launched at Kolkata Airport on a pilot basis, and if it turns successful, it will be replicated at other airports across the country managed by the Airports Authority of India. With the launch of first Udaan Yatri Cafe at Kolkata's Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport, air passengers will have access to essential items like water bottles, tea, coffee, and snacks at reasonable prices. Akashwani News brings you a glimpse of 2024 in its special year ender series. Today, we take a look at the achievements of the Union Ministry of Sports. Our correspondent reports that the year witnessed a monumental success for Indian sports with the astonishing performance of the Indian athletes on the global stage. From record-breaking performances at the Paris Paralympic Games to historic wins in chess, India has showcased its rising prowess in multiple sporting events.
the sports ministry has taken several groundbreaking initiatives for the athlete, reflecting the nation's commitment to fostering sporting excellence and inspiring future generations. Sportspersons are provided competitive exposure and training under Target Olympic Podium Scheme, under which customized training is provided to medal probables for international events. The Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Kirti program has made significant strides in identifying young sports talent across the country. Over 1,80,000 assessments have been conducted nationwide to identify school-going children between the ages of 9 and 18, ensuring a seamless and efficient talent identification system. The Asmita Women's League have been conducted across 20 sport disciplines throughout the country, focusing on engaging women athletes from even the smallest towns and villages. With Dipendra Kumar, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Pakistan Cricket Board has confirmed the United Arab Emirates, UAE, as the neutral venue for India's matches in the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy. We have a report.
Following India's refusal to travel to Pakistan due to security concerns, the PCB has designated the UAE as the neutral venue for India's matches in best-of-eight tournament. While the PCB did not specify the exact location, Dubai is widely expected to host the matches. In more cricket news, Indian opener Smriti Mandhana set a new milestone in women's cricket last evening after scoring 91 runs against the West Indies in the first ODI in Vadodara. The match-winning innings pushed her 2024 tally across all formats to 1,602 runs, surpassing South Africa's Laura Walwart's record of 1,593 runs for the most international runs in a calendar year. Meanwhile, in the match, India dominated the West Indies, securing a commanding 211-run victory in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series. In tennis, João Fonseca of Brazil triumphed over Leonard Tian of the United States in a four-set showdown to win the 2024 Next Gen ATP Finals title in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. At just 18 years old, Fonseca became the second youngest champion in the tournament's history following Yannick Sinner's victory in 2019. With this win, Fonseca also became the first Brazilian to win the title and the lowest-ranked player to do so in the tournament's seven-year history. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad for today. According to IMD, dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours in Haryana, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Rajasthan and Manipur today. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tonight at 9:30, we will bring an insightful discussion on government's Atal Innovation Mission, strengthening India's innovation and entrepreneurship ecosystem. We would be joined in our studios by Dr. Chintan Vaishnav, Mission Director of Atal Innovation Mission, Niti Aayog. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our expert relating to Atal Innovation Mission, such as how Atal Tinkering Lab are promoting a problem-solving innovative mindset in schools, success of Atal Incubation Centers set up in universities, institutes and corporates. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have cited the news of Prime Minister Narendra Modi being honoured for his role in bolstering relations between Kuwait and India as the two countries elevate ties to strategic level. Hindustan Times writes, Modi awarded highest Kuwaiti honour, Mubarak Al-Kabir. Unique ID to be deployed to check GST evasion in select commodities such as tobacco products is a headline in the Economic Times. With air quality severe for the fifth consecutive day in the NCR region, a headline in the Times of India states, urban homes a major air pollution source alongside transport and power sectors. To enhance transparency and efficiency, Tirumala eyes our AI chatbot for pilgrim services, states the Pioneer. And finally, it was a day to remember for Indian women's cricket as India emerged champions in the inaugural Women's T20 Under-19 Asia Cup, states the Tribune with an inbox picture of the winning team. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to new recruits in various government departments this morning. Prime Minister to also attend Christmas celebrations in New Delhi today. India and Kuwait unequivocally condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. National Farmers' Day is being celebrated across the nation today. Government to launch Udaan Yatri Cafe to provide affordable food at airports. And Pakistan Cricket Board confirms UAE as neutral venue for India's matches in 2025 ICC Champions Trophy. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.